Good evening. I'm Daniel Vandenberg, ZL2DRV in New Plymouth.
And I'm Stephen McNeil, ZL4HG from Christchurch.
And I'm Jim Meacham, ZL2BHF in Nelson. And together we bring you the NZART official broadcast for September 2023. Good evening, everyone, and welcome to tonight's broadcast. Leading the lineup tonight, Presidential Comment. Here's our NZART President, Daniel Vandenberg, ZL2DRV. Daniel?
Kia ora and pō mārere. Welcome to spring. A final reminder tonight that the draft constitution is up on the NZART website. Remember that you have until September 30th, that's next Saturday, to get any feedback to council via your councillor or myself. Thank you to all who have made submissions so far. Council is working on options to help clubs re-register with the new Incorporated Societies Act. We hope to have more information soon. Callbook is well underway. You have until October the 10th to get all silent keys and map information to us for this year's edition. Hopefully this coming summer will be better weather-wise than last year's was. However, as we have seen this past week, wild weather will happen at any time. I would like to thank everyone who has helped and supported our population who are still recovering from weather events this year, whether it was at the time or is ongoing. That recovery will be long-term. That's it from me this month. Back to you, Jim.
Thank you, Daniel. NZART President Daniel Vandenberg, ZL2DRV. A reminder tonight of the NZ Call Sign Centenary Challenge. On the 7th of June 1923, the first New Zealand amateur call signs were allocated. To commemorate this historic centenary, NZART has launched a special call sign centenary award. Your challenge is to work enough amateur radio stations to accumulate all 26 letters of the alphabet from the suffixes of their call signs. There will be bonus citations on the award for any station working a branch call sign that was one of the first call signs allocated. Those stations are ZL1AA, Auckland Branch, ZL1AB, North Shore Branch, ZL1AC, Western Suburbs Branch, ZL2AB, New Plymouth Branch, ZL3AC, Christchurch Branch, and ZL4AA, Otago Branch. From Stuart ZL2STR, our NZART Awards Manager, the following information that will be of use to those aiming to work bonus citation stations. ZL1AB can be worked every Wednesday evening on 3.775 MHz at 8 p.m. ZL1AC will be available outside normal skid times Wednesday mornings 9 a.m. to 12 p.m. on Klondike 146 625 MHz repeater. On Wednesday evenings, 7.30 to 8 p.m. on 3650, and on Friday evenings, 7.30 to 8 p.m. on, again, 3650 kHz. ZL2AB on the first Monday, 20.30 hours on 3660 kHz, the Branch 27 HF net. Also for the Taranaki Award, September 27th through October 1st, on 3660 kHz at 2000 hours, and also during the day on the national system and on local repeaters. New Plymouth 720, Harara 705, and Whanganui 690. ZL4AA on the first Monday at about 8 p.m. on 3610 kHz plus or minus, and 2030 to 2055 hours every Friday on 3610 kHz plus or minus. A note also that Rick ZL3RIK is doing a lakes tour in the North Island from 21st October through the 9th of November, and some of the time he will use the ZL3AC branch 05 call. When activity information is received from the remaining clubs, ZL2STR will publicise it via this broadcast and also HQ info line. The NZ Call Sign Centenary Challenge Award runs until the 7th of December 2023. All two-way contacts are eligible, including repeater contacts and any digital mode. Applications for the award with the details of the contacts claimed should be made by email to strobnz@gmail.com. That's strobnz@gmail.com by the 31st of December 2023. There is no charge for this award, which will be emailed to successful applicants in PDF form, ready for home printing. The NZ Centenary Challenge, running until Thursday, the 7th of December. No headquarters news tonight. Debbie ZL2DL has been struck down with a nasty virus. She has asked me to reiterate this news as published recently in HQ Info Line. Council has approved the reduction in frequency of publication of HQ Info Line, based on feedback from you, the reader. As from October, HQ Info Line will move to monthly issues, the first being emailed on Sunday, the 15th of October. Then the 12th of November, and the last one for the year, will be on the 10th of December. A new HQ Info Line calendar for 2024 will be placed on the NZRT website in December. Should anything urgent need to be promulgated to members, headquarters will run special issue HQ Info Lines as required. A note about NZRT email aliases. NZRT headquarters is now operating on fully cloud-based applications. Over the weekend of the 9th and 10th of September, Chris Hellier worked with Don Robertson to install Microsoft Office 365 on the new NZRT HQ laptop. This move was essential to ensure future-proofing of email access for headquarters. However, it has meant that all NZRT alias emails have temporarily been removed while Chris upgrades the Exchange Gateway for these emails. Chris works voluntarily on the NZRT website, therefore Debbie asks for your patience during this process as he can only dedicate time out of work hours to upgrade these emails. Chris hopes to have this completed by the end of the month, so if you're wondering why your at nzart.org.nz emails are not working, Chris is working through the problem. Debbie takes this opportunity to thank Chris on her, your behalf for all the work he undertakes for NZART. And that's all the information I have from Debbie ZL2DL for this month. Information now from the NZART contest manager, Jeff ZL3GA. Contesters will be busy on October 7th and 8th with both the Microwave and Oceania DX SSB contests. The Oceania DXCW contest, it'll be held on the 14th and the 15th of October. Full details on the NZRT contest webpage. The 2024 Conference Award kicks off on the 1st of October and runs through to the eve of the conference next year, so you have plenty of time to get those contacts. Look out for ZL6WG and the club bonus stations ZL3AC, ZL3AF and ZL3RR on HF, AwardsNet and National System. Full details are now on the conference website, and that is hamradio.co.nz/award. hamradio.co.nz/award. A reminder tonight that the Taranaki Award runs from next Wednesday, the 27th of September, to Sunday the 1st of October. Earn the award by getting 25 or more points through contacting amateurs within Taranaki, including the compulsory station ZL6RFA. It's worth 5 points. Contacts can be made on any band, but a net will be held at 8 p.m. each night on 3660 kHz. Information on the awards available online at zl2ab.com, or you can email Doug ZL3DUG, secretary at zl2ab.com. Now for an update on international amateur radio news, let's join the team at the Amateur Radio Newsline.
You may have worked the Latvian contest group YL1ZX in any number of major contests in the band over the course of any year. Well, now those same hams are involved in another activity, one that its members have organized as kind of a celebration. We hear about it from Jeremy Boot, G4NJ8.
Something special will be happening on 80 meters in a few short weeks. It's a celebration of the mechanical key used by many CW operators. This one-hour activity featuring bugs, side swipers and straight keys will encourage amateurs to shake the dust off on the 13th of October and engage in as many QSOs as they can using a simple exchange. The activity frequencies will be between 3.520 and 3.560 MHz. Operators will be calling CQMK, of course, for mechanical key. This is the third activity of this kind that the group will have hosted this year in the hopes of recognising these keys' increasing popularity. For details and to see the operator's simple exchange, see the link that can be found in the text version of this week's newscast. This is Jeremy Boot, G4NJH.
History will come alive next month at numerous military bunkers across the UK. This is a radio exercise, not a contest, and organizers hope it will become a popular event every year. We hear about it from Jeremy Boot, G4NJH.
Throughout October, hams and shortwave listeners around the world are getting a new chance to make contact with hundreds of Royal Observer Corps bunkers throughout the UK, including the Isle of Man. Activators will be stationed all month at these important defence watching posts, just as other hams have done over the years, when the event was managed by a team at castles and stately homes on the air. Organisers of this event are dedicating it to the memory of Chris Darlington, M0DOL, who helped create the programme for the previous group. Chris became a silent key in the spring of 2017. The origins lie with the Coventry Amateur Radio Society, which made bunker activations a club event for some 4 years. Two hams, Brian, G8GMU, and Joshua, M3HBM, are credited with starting the activity as a low-power VHF and UHF exercise. Bunkers, of course, are used as observation posts, and in keeping with that mission, the organisers will be doing just that to see whether this is a viable programme that can be launched in earnest starting in November. Visit the event website at the link that appears in the text version of this week's newscast script at arnewsline.org. This is Jeremy Boot, G4NJH.
For now, with Karen Eve Murray, KD2GUT at the news desk in New York, and our news team worldwide, I'm Paul Brown, WD9GCO in Valparaiso, Indiana, saying 73. As always, we thank you for listening. Amateur Radio Newsline is copyright 2023. All rights reserved.
And as always, we say thank you to Newsline for the use of their copyright material. The Manawatu Amateur Radio Society, they're holding their Longburn table sale next Saturday, the 30th of September, at the Longburn Community Centre, 17 Nairi Street, Longburn. That's off State Highway 56. The doors open for sellers at 8:30 a.m. and to the public at 10 a.m. The usual kitchen food, barbecue, along with hot and cold drinks, will be available. The cost for a table of your own to sell your surplus goods are a full table $25 and a half table $15. For further details or to book a table, email tablesale@zl2ko.org.nz. Now note, this is a cash-only event. Please bring small change if possible. Also see details on the ZL2KO website, www.zl2ko.org.nz. That's the Manawatu Amateur Radio Society's Longburn Table Sale next Saturday, the 30th of September. Down to Christchurch we head now to update on the activities of some NZRT branches with Stephen, ZL4HG.
Thanks, Jim, and good evening, everyone. Now, the only branch news received tonight is from the Nelson Amateur Radio Club, Branch 26, NZRT. And the next club meeting is to be held on Wednesday, the 18th of October, starting 7:30 p.m. at the Inner Glynn Community Hall, which is found at 14 Tuckett Place in Nelson. The speaker will be Stuart Robinson, ZL2STR, who will give a presentation about the onair.nz and SOTA websites. All are welcome. Well, that's all from me. Back to you, Jim.
Thank you, Stephen. Stephen McNeil, ZL4HG, reporting from Christchurch. The next official broadcast of NZART will be made by ZL6A at 8 p.m. on Sunday, the 29th of October. This is ZL6A, headquarters station of the New Zealand Association of Radio Transmitters, concluding the official broadcast for September 2023. Good night, everyone. Good night now.